Two suburban school districts in New York's Capital Region held votes Tuesday on proposed buildings and grounds improvements. One passed, the other did not. Voters in the Ballston Spa School District okayed a bond referendum to fund $24 million in facility improvements. The tally was 894 to 244. Superintendent Ken Slentz expressed his appreciation to voters.
We are thrilled with the turnout, obviously, with 79% of our community members who are voting saying yes. Obviously, we are grateful to the community for coming out and certainly for their support of the project. This is much needed work within the district and is a continuation of prior plans. So we are certainly, again, grateful that the community saw that, and we're looking forward to getting to work on this.
A $42.7 million construction project in the Guilderland Central School District was defeated by 59 votes. The money would have enabled upgrades to aging infrastructure in the district's 7 school buildings, as well as purchasing new security cameras and making system-wide technological improvements. While officials pointed out that turnout of nearly 2,700 eclipsed the 1,972 voters who showed up last May for the district's budget election, Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors says the counts are deceiving.
If you compare the turnout for the special date in October to what the turnout in that area is in November, it pales in comparison. You'll see 7,000-8,000 voters turn out.
Connors has been leading a call for these types of elections to be held the same day as the general election, this year on November 6th. Not coordinating the dates, he says, constitutes a willful attempt by districts to manipulate election results.
It's held on these dates that no one knows about. And the election is not held in the normal voting place. It's held in 5 elementary schools. So if you don't know what elementary school you go to or you don't know where you're supposed to go, you're going to miss the election. So, yes, it was nice to have a big turnout of 2,700 people, roughly speaking, but it should have been 7,000. And when you look at the impact that school taxes has on your overall tax bill in Guilderland, it's over 70%, and in some cases 75% of your tax bill. So why wouldn't you want the whole population that votes have the opportunity to vote on that budget?
Dr. Marie Wiles, Guilderland Superintendent of Schools, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. On the district website, she wrote, quote, "We are disappointed in the outcome, especially because it was so close. We will use the feedback from our exit poll to reevaluate and plan our next steps. There is still critically important work to be done to keep our students in a safe, secure, healthy learning environment." Connors says local representatives in the State Assembly and Senate have been looking at legislation that would mandate school districts hold referendums and project votes in established polling places on Election Day.
This is a process issue with me, that if the process is fair and everybody who pays taxes gets the chance to vote on it, then that's great. But when you have these quiet little elections that are really conducted for the benefit of, you know, the PTA and the group involved in this, it's not fair to the average taxpayer, particularly given how expensive school taxes are in this area.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.